Well, again, welcome to the applied soybean session. We just finished up the master's competition. We're switching gears into the PhD. Again, if you haven't heard earlier today, we'll have two PhDs before lunch, have an hour and a half for lunch, 12 to 1:30, and then come right back starting at 1:30 with the remaining five grad students' PhDs, and then we'll wrap up with a couple general talks, business meeting at 3:15, and then have fun down at the poster session. So with that, Adam's going to talk about some seed treatments and the effects of seeding rates. And again, for those that are presenting, I have a 13-minute timer. I'll stand up with 1 minute to go. Kind of gives you a frame of reference. So thank you much. Adam, please come on up and share your wisdom.
You might be overselling me a little bit with share your wisdom.
You work with Conley, though, right?
What wisdom we have. All right, well, good morning, everybody. As Sean said, I'm just going to take a little bit of time here to talk to you guys about not only interaction of seeding rates and seed treatments, but how different components within those seed treatments interact to affect row profitability, the risk associated with that decision, and in general yield. So this was a multi-state project that data came together. A big chunk of it came from Wisconsin, but then also some from Indiana, Michigan, Iowa, and up north in Canada. So a little bit of an overview. We're going to talk about what's been done in the past, talk about the effect on yield, figure out some optimal seeding rates for those seed treatments, and then really try and quantify the risk, again, of that decision. So when a grower is working, making a seed treatment decision, usually that's happening in January. And not that that's the right time to be making that decision, but that's the fact of the matter of when prepay is and all those different factors that a farmer's trying to capture. And so when he's thinking about that decision in January when snow's flying, there's a bunch of different things that kind of swirl around in his head and for an individual field. And we can think about the disease triangle, right? The host, the pathogen, the environment. And, okay, we can know the host is there, all right, just based on previous year soybean crops and observation, because soybean plants are planted. The pathogen, obviously, because of previous crops. But then the question of the environment, that becomes really tricky to quantify in January when we're going to plant in May. And the factors that go into that are not only the soil type differences, areas of the field, low areas versus high areas, the weather that we experience during the spring planting season, and not only weather, but how that interacts with topography. You know, a low area, what spring's bad, a dry spring, a low area is good. All those different dynamics that go into quantifying this environment and how it really is difficult to quantify if we're going to have all three components of the disease triangle available or there when we put that seed into the ground. So that's where we try and quantify the risk associated with that seed treatment seeding rate decision. A little bit of previous research that we've done in the Cool Bean program is really this same type of analysis but with different treatment components, all right? And really you can look at on Cool Bean website, there it's crop size citation there. And really what we found from that study is that yes, seed treatments do affect yield, profitability, risk. Seed applied insecticides, they provided a lot of benefits in terms of risk and yield. A lot of factors going into determining seeding rates, not only the seed treatment, but what the grain sale price is, right? The risk was reduced across a pretty broad range of seeding rates. And really, the overall conclusion that was within normal planting windows, the fungicide and insecticide seed treatment showed a lot of benefits in terms of risk, yield, and profitability for a grower. But now in this study, we've looked at not only different seed treatments, but specifically iLevo, is new to the market, all right, really targeting SDS, some SCN, but really, really sold on its ability to control SDS, which makes infection early in the growing season. With that, though, it's very target-specific, right? A lot of the fungicides we use now, you know, attack Phytophthora, Pythium, a broad range of diseases, where iLevo, Fluipyrim is really target specific, all right. And how does that fit into a grower seed treatment package to control that disease and whether that disease is going to be there? So here's just a couple questions I listed out that we're going to try and answer today. Really, more or less, you know, how does risk and all that play in with the decision to use iLevo? So we'll try out, this is a general trial layout, all right? For the most part, it was a 2x3x6 factorial. Some were split plots, four reps, a couple different varieties. Here's the six seeding rates, basically 40,000 seeds per acre to 140. And then you see the three seed treatments we used there. And I'll just make a point. The EAPV is basically Poncho Votivo plus Allegiance, a pretty standard seed treatment on the market currently. The Ilevo seed treatment that I classify Ilevo actually contains all of the EAPV, so it has all those insecticides and fungicides in there, plus fluopyrim, right, at the SDS rate. We had a lot of variability in the yield environment across all the locations, but one thing that I'd really try and point out is at the bottom there, how many environments were associated with each state. Again, I said Wisconsin has the bulk of it with 20, Iowa had 2, Indiana, Michigan 1, Ontario 2. So when we go through these results, just keep that in mind when we look at how many environments are associated there. So with the main effect of seed treatment, right, it did have an effect. We'll just look really quickly at the Wisconsin complete data set. So that's all 20 environments. The Wisconsin SDS is only environments that showed visual SDS symptomology. Then the Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and Ontario data sets, those were all showed SDS visual symptoms there, okay? So really quickly, let's just look at Wisconsin. We saw a benefit in terms of yield to each increasing level of a seed treatment, all right, all the way through EAPV to the addition of Ilevo. However, if we look at it more where it was responsive to Ilevo, we see in Wisconsin complete 2.1% increase to the addition of fluopyrim. But when we look at just SDS environments in Wisconsin, that increase turns into about 5.3% of an increase, all right? So not only and the same thing with Iowa, where SDS was present, all right, a 6.1% increase. So while Wisconsin Complete does show that there is some benefits broad-ranging to the use of Ilevo, the real large benefit is when we know the SDS pathogen is there, Fusarium vigiliforme is there, that's where we get the biggest yield increases, all right? Indiana, Michigan, Ontario were a little bit tougher to see differences, but remember those are one or two environment data sets. A little bit more variability associated with those data sets we can see in the LSDs, which make it a little tough. All right. When we look at then the interaction of seeding rate with the seed treatments, really what we see is down here, if I get my mouse, at the low seeding rates, obviously all the way across, we see an advantage over the untreated control. However, between the EAPV and Ilevo, we see a gradually increasing benefit to Ilevo. All right, and I think we don't have that data here, but what we'll see is that Ilevo actually reduces plant stand compared to the EAPV treatment. And so at these really low seeding rates, obviously that reduction in plant stand is much more amplified compared to when we're putting 140,000 seeds per acre out there, all the way up at 340 seeds per hectare. All right, so we take that, we run profit on, this is partial profit, at $8 soybeans. All right, and what we see again is really not until we get to these higher seeding rates do we see a benefit of Ilevo, but really the key here is the reduction in seeding rate that we can use compared to the untreated control when we use the seed treatment, all right? And specifically the Ilevo and the EAPV seed treatments there, you'll notice that the economic optimal seeding rate, 255, is the same, all right? So really the separation there from Ilevo compared to EAPV is not the reduction in seeding rate that is creating the profit increase. It's solely yield, all right? So when we add Ilevo to the seed treatment, it does not mean that we can reduce seeding rate any further. Because the seeding rate, the stand we're reducing there is being made up with additional yield. Same story for $11 bushels, except we just shift the optimal seeding rate up a little bit. Obviously, you know, the law of diminishing returns, we expect this. So to quantify this economic risk, really I'll just draw you to the bottom bullet point here, where what we do is we pick a base case, right, of 140,000 seeds per acre untreated. All right, that's the standard practice. So we make a lot of comparisons back to that. Each seed treatment and each seeding rate compare back to that base case. And really what we call is the break-even probability is the probability that a certain seeding rate, seed treatment combination, so maybe EAPV at 100,000, what's the chance that that's going to profit more than the base case, 140,000 seeds untreated control. Or basically that's our quantifying the risk. All right, so here's a table. Hard to probably see in the back, but I'll just run you through a quick example. Let's take iLevo at 345,000 seeds per acre. All right, what we see is we see an 87% chance of increasing profit over the base case with that treatment combination. All right, on average, our all outcomes column, that's across all environments, all possibilities, we're seeing about an $18 per hectare increase in profit. We go to the positive outcomes, or the situations where, you know, we're low saturated soils during planting, situations where we really think that we would get a response to seed treatment, there we see a greater increase in profit, $22 per hectare. Negative outcomes, maybe our hilltops or where we don't have SDS show up, we're looking at about an $8 decrease in profit compared to the base case. All right. So when we look at all these, really what I want to point out is every time the greatest profit increase and the greatest chance of a profit increase was always at the economically optimal seeding rate. All right. And we see that with every seed treatment combination here with the greatest increases in profit also. All right. So it's a lot of numbers here. But we just, you know, take UTC right here, the untreated control at 246, 99% break even probability. It's going to pay, all right? But we only see a benefit of about $9, all right? If we go to that same seeding rate with Evergold, the Legions, Poncho, Votivo, we see a 93% chance of breaking even, but also a $22 increase, greater increase, all right? Same story for $11 soybeans. It's just our profit increases obviously go up a little bit on both sides, just increases the magnitude, all right? So really, in conclusion, yield responses to flupyrim, to the iLevo, they're environment-specific, location-specific, but pooled across environments such as the Wisconsin data set where we had a lot of environments, we did see a benefit overall to the addition of flupyrim. The yield response, however, was much greater, and the profit was much greater, obviously, when we had foliar disease symptomology show up. All right, so again, same conclusion. Multiple factors go on to determine our seeding rate, and that goes our grain sale price and also the treatment components that we include into our soybean seed treatments. Next bullet point. Again, like that previous study I told you, use of a fungicide, insecticide seed treatment provided yield, economic risk, profitability benefits across a very wide range of seeding rates. iLevo amplified that a little bit more. The base of it came from the fungicide insecticide, but the addition of iLevo did increase that profitability a little bit further and reduce the risk a little bit more. Again, always at the economically optimal seeding rate. That's where we want to be at, no matter what seed treatment you use. And really, in general, overall, the main conclusion you guys should walk away with here is that within those normal soybean planting windows, using a fungicide insecticide seed treatment did reduce the risk. Also, when you include iLevo into that, we saw further risk reduction, greater profits. But the key is there, when we see SDS symptomology, those benefits are much greater. So with that, you know, thank Wisconsin, Purdue, Iowa State, everybody involved in the study, and then the marketing board, Bayer Crop Sciences, and the North Central Soybean Research Board. So with that, info there, coolbean.info and all that, follow Sean. With that, any questions?
Questions for Adam?
So it does vary by region and by grower, but the list standard price and the price that we used with it was about $13 for the SDS rate. All right. Now there is a low rate and SCN rate that they do have on the label too, but for everybody, the question is, what does it cost? Basically, we use $12 for the Evergold, Allegiance, Poncho, Votivo, add another $13 onto that to get $25, basically for that I leave OC treatment, we called it. So it's a significant investment. I mean, it takes some bushels to pay for it.
That's per bushel or
per acre? That is a per acre, per unit. So the question is the $25 a per acre cost, or is that a per unit cost? $25 for the Ilevo Poncho Votiva whole thing is a per unit. 140,000 seeds is $25. So in our analysis, you know, when we were only planning the 80,000 seeds per acre rate, obviously then it wasn't $25 per acre, it was 18 or...
All right, let's thank Adam.